Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some musical questions, I'll be serving some musical Java, and we'll find out what October is all about. But in this first segment of the show, we're just going to try to keep from getting lost, as last week, on October 9th in 1943, ABC Radio presented the children's adventure fantasy serial Land of the Lost for the first time. The opening phrase for the show was "In that wonderful kingdom at the bottom of the sea." The main characters, Isabel and Jimmy, were guided by their friend, a red fish named Red Lantern, who was played at first by Junius Matthews and later by Art Carney. Junius Matthews also supplied the voice of Rabbit in the Winnie the Pooh movies. Land of the Lost had a large audience and remained on the air until 1948. So to commemorate Land of the Lost, I found the following records, beginning with the original Dixieland Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Mez Mezro and his swing band and Lost from March 12, 1936. Born Milton Mesereau in Chicago on November 9, 1899, Mesereau took up the saxophone and clarinet while in his teens, and along with Jimmy McPartland, Bud Freeman, Frank Teschmacher, and Pee Wee Russell, was part of a group of young musicians known as the Austin High School Gang. In 1927, he moved to New York and played with Eddie Condon. He visited Europe for the first time in 1929, where he led his own quartet in Paris. Returning to New York, he worked with Red Nichols and, in the 1930s, formed his integrated band called the Disciples of Swing. In 1945, he founded his own record label, King Jazz, and in 1948, Mesereau returned to France, where he died in Paris on August 5, 1972. We started the show with the ODJB, the original Dixieland jazz band from December 1, 1920, and I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland, written by Irving Berlin. Continuing this lost set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here are the Dorsey Brothers, who are lost in a fog.
Just lost in a fog. My mind is hazy, my thoughts are blue. Guess I'll always be kinda lost in a fog without you. Waiting night and day like a bump on a log. I'm going crazy, what can I do? Help me find my way, 'cause I'm lost in a fog without you. It was sunny every day, the sky was fair above, but you took the light away the day you took your love. Fools like me could be tossed in a fog. I've got a heartache I never knew. Guess I'll always be kinda lost in a fog without you.
Feeling that is new. lost and found. Lost the moments that seem oh so long. Ah, but how my heart could sing a song. Since the day you came along. Gone is the dark, stormy weather that was clouding my dreams of love. Now life is light as a feather, all because of you and your love. Now I find what I thought I lost was all my gain. A rainbow bounced out in place of rain. Lost my heart when I found you. Ah, that ain't no lie.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm from March 11th, 1938, and Lost and Found. That was preceded by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and Lost in a Fog from the songwriting duo of Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, and recorded on September 21st, 1934. The vocalist on Lost in a Fog was Bob Crosby, who had left the popular San Francisco-based band led by Anson Weeks to join the Dorsey Brothers. In 1935, Crosby left to front his own popular and successful Dixieland-flavored band. Some lost songs I found to commemorate the children's adventure fantasy show Land of the Lost on ABC Radio. And you're hearing them on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back right after this. Last week, October 10th in 1928, the show Hold Everything opened at the Broadhurst Theater in New York. It was based on the book by Buddy De Silva and John McGowan, and featured lyrics by De Silva and Lou Brown, and music by Ray Henderson. Hold Everything ran for 413 performances at the Broadhurst Theater, which opened in 1817, and was named for playwright George Broadhurst, whose play Tarzan of the Apes was presented there. Hold Everything was also a 1930 Vitaphone movie in which Abe Lyman appears, uncredited, as a bandleader. One of the songs in Hold Everything is You're the Cream in My Coffee, the first in this set of coffee songs, starting off with the California Ramblers. Thank you.
just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Troubles like a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, or it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
Excuse me, I was taking Fred Waring's suggestion and having another cup of coffee. Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians in New York on February 24, 1932, and Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee. The vocal refrain was by Chick Bullock and the Three Waring Girls. Frederick Malcolm Waring was born June 9, 1900, in Tyrone, Pennsylvania. He began playing banjo at the age of 16 and, along with his brother Tom, George Buck, and Polly McClintock, formed the Waring-McClintock Snap Orchestra in 1918. They then became Waring's Banjazztra, and then in 1922 adopted the name of Waring's Pennsylvanians. They had a huge hit in 1925 with their best-known song, Collegiate. In the 1930s, they were one of the most popular acts on radio, and in fact stopped making records in 1932 because they thought their own records were competing against the radio show. They began recording again in 1942 and remained active and popular until Fred Waring's death in 1984. In 1981, Fred Waring was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Ronald Reagan. And we started this Java set of songs with the California Ramblers from an Edison Lateral recorded November 15, 1928, and You're the Cream in My Coffee. Personally, I don't use cream or sugar in my coffee, and there's nothing worse than lukewarm coffee, so here's Jack Payne and some hot coffee.
Thank you.
hot milk, white coffee. Though I dine with sweet hot tea, I'd much prefer just tea for tea. When dining with my sugar, I pretend that I like white hot coffee.
What happens if you have too much coffee? Jangled nerves, that's what. The Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, April 9th, 1936, and Jangled Nerves. That was preceded by Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra from December 20th, 1931, and Hot Coffee. Some coffee songs on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Your comments about the show and your requests are welcome and can be sent to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. I'll be back with some musical questions right after this. Last week, October 11th in 1936, Professor Quiz aired for the first time on CBS Radio. It was the first national quiz show and lasted until 1948. Professor Quiz was Dr. Craig Earle, and if guests were able to ask a question which stumped the professor, they won a $25 prize. Announcers for the show were Robert Trout and later Arthur Godfrey, and sponsors included Kelvinator Refrigerators, Teal Shampoo, and Velvet Pipe Tobacco. So here to commemorate Professor Quiz are some musical questions, starting off with Earl Hines.
Thank you.
Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with vocalist Jimmy Rushing posing the musical question, Won't You Be My Baby? Jimmy Rushing co-wrote Won't You Be My Baby along with Benny Moten, and it was recorded by Victor in Kansas City on October 27, 1930. And we started this quiz set of songs with Earl Hines and his orchestra in New York on February 13, 1933, asking Why Must We Part? For 12 years, beginning in 1928, the Hines Band played at the Grand Terrace Ballroom in Chicago and toured the country. Here are a couple more musical queries, the first posed by Jack Gardner. Thank you.
eye. Where'd you get those lips? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get that smile so sunny? Those teeth of pearl, those rosy cheeks. I've been in love for weeks and weeks. How'd you grow so sweet? How'd you grow so nice? Where'd you get that new blue bonnet with the do-do-do-do-do's on it? Please make me happy and put me wise. Where'd you get those great big eyes?
George Olson and his orchestra with Fran Fry doing double duty on alto saxophone and vocal on Where'd You Get Those Eyes from July 16, 1926. George Olson was preceded by Jack Gardner's orchestra recording for OK in Dallas in September 1924. At that time, Gardner's band was resident at the Adolphus Hotel. The hotel had two stage setups, one for Gardner and one for Jimmy's Joys, a band out of the University of Texas, which alternated with Gardner at the Adolphus. Gardner also toured, playing the Winter Garden Theater in Oklahoma City, the Uri Hotel in Shreveport, Louisiana, and the Hotel Marchman and the Kemp Hotel, both in Wichita Falls, Texas. In addition, Gardner also broadcast over WFAA in Dallas. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be back with some health tips right after this. As a public service, I'd like to remind you that October is Adopt-a-Shelter Dog Month, Auto Battery Safety Month, National Stamp Collecting Month, Computer Learning Month, Family History Month, Consumer Information Month, Cookbook Month, Country Music Month, Crime Prevention Month, National Seafood Month, Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month, and three of my personal favorites, National Sarcastics Awareness Month, National Toilet Tank Repair Month, and Dryer Vent Safety Awareness Month. Since it's also Health Literacy Month and Child Health Month, here are some songs with some health advice, starting off with Jones and Hare.
Say, Ernie, you have to be a doctor in this record.
All right, Bill.
Say, Doc.
What is it, Bill?
Do you think I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flapper?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now, let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all on one bill, and I'll disappoint you in the lump.
Come, Bill, let's get into the song. All right, Dave.
Oh, tell me, doctor, what can be wrong with me?
Say, have you got a headache or water on the knee?
Well, someone said I'm full of prunes, that's why I'm sad and blue.
Say, here's the only remedy.
Please tell me what to do.
Why, oranges, eat more oranges. From Cal I fall I am.
I don't know, I'll get myself a sun-kissed maiden.
And I'll bet you like her orange aiden.
Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree.
Here's a lot of apple sauce today. Say, why oranges, eat more oranges. From Cal I fall I am.
Say, Bill, you know my father's doing very well since his operation.
Well, say, Ernie, what did the surgeon do when he operated on your father?
Well, there must be some catch in this. What does the surgeon do when he operates on my father?
So's your old man. Oh, tell me,
doctor. What is this pain right here?
If you had waited one day more, you would have died, I fear.
Well, is the case a chronic one? I'd love to know, oh, gee.
I write a nice prescription, sir.
Oh, doctor, let me see.
Why, oranges, even more oranges. From California.
You know my sweeties. Very fond of fruities.
Well, go buy a box of Sunkist Beauties.
You can go there and eat them, you see.
It's a great investment any day.
Say, why oranges, eat more oranges from California. Why oranges, eat more oranges from California.
A sun-kissed maiden,
I'll bet you like her orange aden.
Oh, the fruit of the old apple tree
is a lot of applesauce today. Why, oranges, eat more oranges from California.
Thank you. Love is good for anything that ails you. How's about a sweet romance or two? A kiss will pep you up. A little hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, you don't need pills, you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you.
Joe Orlando and his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra and Love is Good for Anything That Ails You from 1937. The Glen Eagles Hotel is in Scotland. The vocalist was Evelyn Dahl, D-A-L-L, who was also a vocalist for Burt Ambrose. Before Joe Orlando, it was Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra from a 16-inch radio transcription disc in 1931, and My Sweet Tooth Says I Wanna, But My Wisdom Tooth Says No. And we began this health literacy set of songs with Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, the Happiness Boys, and Why Aren't Yous Eating More Oranges from 1925. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are most welcome and can be sent to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. As always, I thank you for your very kind attention, and may God bless America.